We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
The name or number.
The Drive with Bob and Jeff. Dial 869-1240.
Liftoff. We have a liftoff.
The Drive on KFH.
All right, Casey Musgraves week here on The Drive with Bob and Jeff. This one's I Miss You from Casey Musgraves. Nathan McCaffrey joins us, general manager, Liberal BJs. BJs are in the NBC World Series. They play opening night Friday against 316 Elite out of Wichita. Nathan, how are you?
I'm good. How are you guys doing this afternoon?
We're good. We're happy to have you with us. You've been with the BJs in some capacity since 2006. Tell us a little bit about this team and how you believe it shakes out.
Sure. I appreciate the opportunity to talk to you guys about this. Well, this team is probably not anything different than we usually have. We usually pull a lot of players from Oklahoma, Texas, and the Southwest and the Southeast. We're really strong defensively and at the plate. This year, the mound and pitching staff has kind of given us a few road bumps along the way, but we're looking to plug those holes with some other players as we prepare to go to Wichita for Friday's game.
What have you thought about the Jayhawk League so far this season?
It's been good. Competition has been real good. I mean, Hayes, I guess, is kind of the outlier on the top end. They've kind of ran away with it, but the middle of the pack between Dodge City, us, Derby, and then El Dorado has been really thick as far as who's going to finish second, third, and fourth right there. Hayes is kind of beating up on everybody else, but the rest of the teams have been pretty competitive. I think the bottom two, especially the Indians, have not been, but I'd say it's pretty typical. You can never count on a win, even with some of the lower-ranked teams in the standings. If you don't show up and play your game, they're going to beat you.
Nathan McCaffrey with us, general manager, Liberal BJs. Certainly a great history here in Wichita in the NBC World Series. Five titles, interesting that they've all come in different decades. The 60s, you won in 1968, won in 1979, one in 1985, one in 2000, and then one again in 2010. Nothing in the 90s, so I guess are we going to have to wait till the 2020s for the next title?
It's funny you mention that because I've kept my eye on that that as well. I would hope that we don't have to. I'm kind of aware of the clock, so to speak, that's ticking on that, and would love to see one before we get to, I guess it would be 2020. So that we have one in the 20-teens, so to speak, and kind of keep that once-a-decade thing rolling for sure.
You've played your way out of the first week before and advanced pretty far in this tournament. What's your team and your mindset on that as far as just not getting much of a break going into your first game and then having to win several games just to get into the thick of things?
Sure, and you're absolutely correct. I think the only year since the NBC started this format that we went to championship week was last summer when we won the Jayhawk League. And that in and of itself presents some challenges. All of the other years we've been in first week, and like you said, several of those we have played our way out of. And I think it was 2015 year, we finished third in the NBC. So we played all the way through first week and then pretty deep into championship week. And maybe just because of that, we're accustomed to being prepared quickly for how that rolls around. the challenge with us, if we make championship week, is just geographically it's hard for us to fill that downtime with games since we're located in the southwest corner. It's difficult for us to just kind of call teams and get them to come out there. So that means we got to find other ways to occupy the guys' time. And, you know, if they're not playing, then they're thinking about other things. And I felt that that kind of ruined our focus last year. So along those lines, even though it means we have to play some more games and be up there longer, which might lead some to believe that you have a less chance of winning, I almost kind of prefer it because it gets us out of the Liberal. It gets us up there. It gets us playing. And then we've already got a leg up on the championship week teams just because of familiarity if we play our way out of the first week.
Talking with Liberal BJ's general manager, Nathan McCaffrey. Liberal in action opening night Friday against 316 Elite right here at Lawrence Dumont Stadium. I go way back with the NBC, obviously, to a time when these teams meant so much to their communities, and I'm sure that's still the case. But has it diminished at all? Do the BJs mean as much to Liberal? Do the Larks mean as much to Hayes? Do the A's mean as much to Dodge City as they used to?
I can definitely speak for the Liberal community, and I would say the answer to that is definitely yes. You know, our crowds, I just know, aren't as big as they would have been in the 70s and 80s, but there's just, you know, more distractions and more summer activities for families now. But, I mean, we still draw several hundred fans for our games. You know, I'd say we average somewhere between 300 and 400, maybe 500 fans a night, which is pretty good, especially compared to the rest of the Jayhawk League. I think we're probably one of the stronger teams, if that's an indication of a community's interest. I would say Hayes, Larks are still a big part of that community. I hesitate to speak for the teams in the other leagues.
Well, as long as Liberal's still doing okay, that makes me happy.
Liberal's doing great. We have great fan support. The support we get from the community, especially financially, is just phenomenal. And then we always have to keep our eye on the host home situations because that's an important part of our program. But we actually had some extra beds available this year, even though we had to place 32 or 33 guys. So the Liberal community is still very much behind the BJs.
How do you feel about the immediate future of the tournament with possibly a venue change, probably very likely a venue change, a new stadium potentially being built in downtown Wichita, and just having to kind of reorganize over the next 2 or 3 years? Is that something that could, well, I won't put words in your mouth. I guess just what are your
sure.
thoughts on that?
I appreciate that. Well, I mean, obviously there's a lot of uncertainty moving forward with whatever the city's plans happen to be for Lawrence Dumont, which would seem to be to tear it down. And I think the NBC staff, Kevin Jenks and crew, have at least secured an alternative spot for Wichita State. And so that'll just prove interesting to play at that stadium. Although I know in years past, quite some time ago, they played some games there. I don't know if that would require a smaller tournament and so fewer teams. And so obviously that, I don't know if that's a concern of ours, but something we're going to keep our eye on because fewer teams might mean if we're not placing well in Jayhawk League, we don't get in. But other than that, I mean, the talk that I hear from the city about a new ballpark, I mean, I love Lawrence Dumont. I mean, I've got a lot of great memories there with the BJs. And so you hate to see it go, but it probably has been around long enough that if the city's going to do something different, they need to probably replace that. And I think Kevin is well aware of the situation and is trying to juggle those balls as best he can.
Talking about Kevin Jenks, the general manager and tournament director of the NBC World Series. We're talking to Nathan McCaffrey, the general manager of the BJs. And it's hard to believe 3 years ago we had the terrible tragedy with Liberal bat boy Kaiser Carlisle, I was right in the middle of that, talking to his family and covering it for the Wichita Eagle at the time. And I'm just curious, how's his family doing now?
They're doing well. I mean, I'm sure, you know, they have their private moments of grief that we don't get to see. But on the whole, I mean, they're still in Liberal. They still come out to BJ games. We put up a bronze statue of Kaiser out at the Saints Field, Brent Goldfield, where we play in Liberal. And his grandmother especially is very particular about making sure that thing stays clean and in good shape. But I would say on the whole, they're doing well. They're still supporters of the program and fans of what we're doing.
I thought it spoke tremendously well of not only the organization, but the town of Liberal, the way they rallied around that. I was so impressed, and I think so many people at that point, maybe they hadn't been Liberal BJ's fans, but I think you certainly gained, Nathan, a lot of fans during what was a tremendously difficult time.
Yeah, and I appreciate that. And it was very difficult, and we did have a lot of support back home from the Liberal community. But I mean, I will just throw out there, I felt we had a lot of support from the Wichita community too, and so that helped a lot, because I mean, that's where we were actually at, you know, when that event happened and when we were trying to process it and deal with everything. So,
yeah.
It wasn't a great experience. Obviously it was a tragedy, but the response, the support, the feedback that we got from everybody really helped us that were, you know, close to the center of it, get through it.
Yeah, I'm glad you mentioned Wichita, because I was extremely proud of the way Wichitans rose to that,
yeah,
as well. And the support that Wichitans showed for you folks in Liberal was pretty amazing. So we appreciate your time. The BJs, again, will be here for the World Series starting on Friday night. They'll play Elite 316. Do you know what time you play?
7 p.m.
7 p.m., so the feature game.
Yep.
All right. How many of those have the BJs played in their long and illustrious history?
the NBC has been good to us, so we play quite a few.
Yeah. Well, thank you, and good luck in the tournament this year, Nathan.
All right. Thank you for having me on.
All right. That's Nathan McCaffrey. He is the general manager of the Liberal BJs, and they've always had a special place in my heart going back to that first championship they won in 1968 with Ken Marler. And then in 1979, they had an incredible team with a couple of big, Fritz Connolly and Chuck Melito. Believe it or not, I came up with those names. They were both about 6'6". I think Melito hit from the left side, Connolly from the right. And they were managed in those days by Bob Serve, who was a fine, fine player in the big leagues with the New York Yankees. So lots of memories. And then in one of those years where they finished second, they lost to Midlothian, I believe it was 86, in the championship game, something like 20-1.
Yeah, Midlothian was a powerhouse in those years.
They were, thank you.
Miss them.
All right, we'll be back. Coming up next, we'll talk some local music. One of the most popular bands in Wichita is Big Fat Fun. We'll have their head man, Jason Shire, on the show, along with KEYN's Jack Oliver. That's next on The Drive with Bob and Jeff.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.